This is the parallax for Wednesday, May 6th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with breaking developments in the Middle East, where President Trump has paused a military operation in the Strait of Hormuz after just 24 hours, citing what he calls great progress toward an Iran deal. The operation, called Project Freedom, was designed to escort commercial vessels through waters that Iran has blockaded since the war began in late February. But the mission triggered immediate exchanges of fire, Iranian missile attacks on the UAE, and damage to a French commercial ship. Now, how different outlets are framing this reveals sharply different interpretations of what's actually happening. Axios reports that the White House privately warned Iran before launching the operation, yet Iran attacked anyway, suggesting deliberate escalation. But Axios also broke the story that U.S. and Iranian negotiators are closer to a deal than ever, working toward a one-page memorandum of understanding. The Guardian, by contrast, emphasizes that Project Freedom put the fragile ceasefire under strain and calls the operation a cynical provocation in Iran's eyes. Meanwhile, the BBC's correspondent Jeremy Bowen warns that both sides are determined to keep pressure on each other, raising the risk of sliding back into all-out war. So we have a story where one interpretation sees secret diplomatic progress, another sees deliberate provocation, and a third warns of escalating tensions, all from the same 24 hours of events. Turning to domestic politics, Trump's political operation has demonstrated its power to punish internal dissent. In Indiana, Trump-backed challengers defeated at least 5 of 8 incumbent Republican state senators who had blocked the president's congressional redistricting push. In Ohio, former 2024 presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy won the Republican gubernatorial primary with 82% of the vote, setting up a November race against Democrat Amy Acton, the state's former COVID-19 health director. How this is being characterized differs notably across outlets. The Guardian describes it as a big night for MAGA and emphasizes Trump's aggressive targeting of Republicans who defied him. Axios calls it a major win that signals Trump's willingness to punish intra-party resistance heading into the midterms. But NPR and Fox News both note that Ohio's gubernatorial race could actually be competitive. The state hasn't elected a Democrat governor in 20 years, but Acton's profile and rising voter concerns about the economy may reshape that landscape. Now to the cost of war hitting American wallets. U.S. gasoline prices have topped $4.50 a gallon for the first time since July 2022, a roughly 50% increase from pre-war levels. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters the U.S. is in a very fortunate position compared to other nations. But The Guardian reports that readers are describing even a dollar or two increase as devastating, and an NPR PBS News Marist poll finds rising voter concern about gas prices and the economy, with Democrats gaining a midterm edge. Al Jazeera reports that airlines are already hiking fares and cutting millions of seats as jet fuel costs soar. Bloomberg notes that Lufthansa alone warned of a 1.7 billion euro additional fuel cost burden. Newsmax frames the surging prices as a major political risk for Trump and Republicans as Memorial Day weekend approaches. So we see a story where the administration celebrates relative fortune, voters report financial pain, and markets already shift in response. In Ukraine, Russian forces killed at least 22 to 27 people in strikes launched in the hours immediately after announcing a unilateral ceasefire timed to Moscow's May 8th and 9th Victory Day parade. President Zelensky condemned what he called the utter cynicism of launching attacks after announcing a pause. Ukraine responded by announcing its own truce beginning May 6th, saying it would act symmetrically following Moscow's pause. The BBC reports that civilians in the frontline city of Oleshki say they've been cut off from food and medicine for months, a reminder that behind the diplomatic theater, ordinary people face extraordinary hardship. In market signals, financial markets moved sharply on hopes of an Iran deal. Oil fell for a second consecutive day. The U.S. dollar hit its lowest level since the war began, and Samsung Electronics reached a $1 trillion market valuation, becoming only the second Asian company after TSMC to cross that threshold, driven by surging demand for AI chips. The South Korean KOSPI index has surged 75% this year. That's the Parallax for Wednesday.